Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions, to find out more about something, or to comment, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za. Of course, find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, there's always that podcast if you want to listen to a show again on fmr.co.za. I had another show planned for today, but driving in on the traffic, or let me say riding in on the traffic, caused me to need to rant. So I'm apologizing for opening this year with a rant. I don't know if it was National Don't Use Your Indicator Day or National Random Lane Change Day, but everyone was out to kill me. I am going to implore you. The reason you have the indicators is not because it's Christmas and you want the flashy lights. It is to telegraph what you intend doing to other road users. It makes us all safer. Please, I beg you, use your indicator, then look, then change lanes, not the other way around. And, you know, putting on your indicator halfway through the lane change doesn't stop you sideswiping somebody else. There is a reason why we have this stuff. I know I'm probably preaching to the converted here, but please, I beg you. And again, using your phone in a car is not worth it. That text message that you think is so urgent can wait until your destination. Do, if you're in a modern car, get and use your Bluetooth system. Use Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. It makes life pleasant. The moment you have that stuff, you don't feel this compulsive need to pick up your phone. But that is not the point. The point is that you're making your own life more pleasant by being present at what you're doing. Enjoy the drive. Telegraph your intentions to other people. But, you know, it's amazing when people are on phones, and I said this last year, I can be next to them with one of the loudest hooters, horns, whichever language you prefer, in the universe, on full blast for a long time, and I am not being heard. The focus is so deep on that WhatsApp message or whatever has come through that you are not even aware of a loud foghorn right next to you blasting your ear. You're suffering hearing loss already, and you're not even being distracted from your phone. You don't realize what you're doing. An emergency happens in a second. You don't want to go into the back of anyone and regret it, or worse, hit a pedestrian. It's going to happen to you. It's not if, it's when. Use these toys that you get in cars. It makes life pleasant. You can still be in contact with the world if you need to be. Not even sure that's a good thing, but it is available there to you, but don't be looking at that screen. And that's it for this week. And please spread the message. It's not that hard. Let's all make each other safer out there. And that's it for me. Fine Motoring from me, David Dondi. And if you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.